I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
Hi, Mo. So some friends of yours are going at it. Is this a new relationship that they're feeling a little insecure about? Because there are trinkets from past relationships?
No, this is actually, this is the girl I'm dating that I am now in hot water with because of a debate that took place when we were all at a dinner.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of this hot water, and ooh, I don't think I can.
Is it one of those fun hypothetical debates that now has turned thetical? It's very thetical right now.
it was actually thetical from the beginning.
Okay.
and it all centers around things, items that you can or cannot keep if you start dating someone new.
And so what do you do with all like the scrivenaers is what we've called them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly that. So it all started when the girl that I'm dating, she came over one day and she found like a book. And I guess I have things in my apartment that I didn't transfer from one relationship to another. So there are like small things around my apartment that I don't even know are there anymore. Like you would probably searching through some things and you may find, like, for an example, she found like a scrapbook that my ex made for me. Mm. And I didn't necessarily keep it purposely. It was where it was in this little storage box that I have. And I didn't think anything of it.
We got so many questions.
Oh, hold on. It was in a storage box?
Yeah, I got like a little storage box.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with that. Like in a closet or something, or is it out? Like
usually it's in the closet, but yeah. I was renovating my closet because I was doing something with my sneakers.
Yeah.
So I had the storage box out and it was open and she was helping me move some things around.
Okay. All right. Now I see it. And it was like on top.
Pretty much.
Okay.
It was like right there. And I didn't think anything of it until the moment I saw her pick it up. I said, oh, okay.
You can immediately see the look change.
Because if your current is just going through your boxes,
No.
That is a red flag.
It wasn't that.
This situation makes it a little more like.
And it was completely innocent. Like, yeah. I really forgot it was there. I didn't think anything of it. But like I said, as soon as I saw it pick it up, I was like, all right, that's going to be a situation.
Because scrapbooks are very personal.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody makes you a scrapbook and they put the picture in, like, those memories, like, that is a very, that's an intimate gift.
Yeah, and that's how she felt, KK.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice scrapbook. I mean, she put a lot of time and effort into it. And it's really based upon my life, pretty much. Like, from the relationships I've had with my family, to my accomplishments, to how I got from this point to that point. It's really well done.
How many pages did she look at the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh no.
Every page?
Every single one.
Oh, no.
I was like, no, you don't have to do that. You can put that down. You know?
not page 7.
Yeah, no.
Don't go to page 7.
It's one page in there where she put herself in it. And it's a picture of us. Everything else is like either me and my family or just me.
But it's the fact that she put this intimate gift together for you.
Exactly.
That was getting under her skin a little bit.
Right. So I knew when she got to that page, because she was standing up reading it, and going from page to page. And
what
then,
are you doing while this is happening?
Panicking.
Like, are you just standing there dumbfounded? Yes. Or are you still like
I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to like take it from her, but I just kept saying little things like, you know, you don't have to keep going. Mm. Like, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot. I'll throw it out now. Like, you don't have to. And she's just ignoring me, just going through it. And then she just dropped it like into the box. And I knew that was when she saw the picture. So I was like, all right. So then she was like, oh, no, it's fine.
Oh,
and then
no.
just walks out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn.
I knew it wasn't fine. Right. So it comes up again when we go to dinner that night with a few of my other friends. And you brought it up. I did.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Maurice.
Well, because I knew the tension was obvious. Mm-hmm. And it was like it was going in a direction anyway. And I was like, well, she's not really feeling me right now. And then she did say, you want to tell him why?
Okay. Oh.
So I told him why. And then we kind of started to debate this of like, well, does he have to throw that out? I mean, it's a symbolic of his life.
Yeah.
And what he's accomplished. It's not like it's a couple's scrapbook. And that's how it started into where her opinion is, yes, he has to throw it out. So then one of my other friends goes, well, does he have to throw everything out? Because I'm pretty sure she gave him a bracelet, too.
The fact it's the one he's got on right now.
Yes. I'm like, well, why would you do it? And she's like, oh, so jewelry, too? So I'm like, okay, wait. I would have to throw out the scrapbook is one thing. I'll toss that. The jewelry, somebody has given us a lot of money. So she's like, no, if you want to date me in full, everything has to go.
Oh.
So now I'm stuck.
Whoa.
Okay. I'll get rid of that scrapbook. I don't know about the bracelet.
All right. I'm going to go hard line here, okay? I'm already going to make your now girlfriend not like me, and I've never met her.
This is a pattern.
Yeah. I'm very brave on this mic. Absolutely not. In fact, even if there were scrapbooks with you and former girlfriends, those are your memories from your past. It has nothing to do with her. There is no threat to her whatsoever. You had those nice memories, and you know what? In a small way, all those past relationships got you to this relationship with her. Those are your memories, man. Under no circumstance should you throw those away or burn them.
Cosign.
Okay.
Okay, but what about the bracelet? Is there any, like, is her name on the bracelet?
No.
It's just,
she
like, decorative?
She would have never knew that she got me that bracelet if my homeboy didn't open his mouth.
Oh, yeah, then it's fine.
It's just a regular bracelet.
You should just pretend it's a different bracelet and then throw that one out, and then you're in the clear for the one you actually want to keep.
So, I don't think I should have to throw anything out.
No. I'd have more of a problem you wearing, like, a hoodie that somebody else gave you than I would you having pictures in the house.
Okay. This is how I feel. I don't know how this is going to go when I tell her that y'all back me up, but I'm going to use it.
I mean,
I'm going to use it. I don't want to throw my stuff out.
Sorry about losing all your stuff, man.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.